Stadium, where in just over an hour, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will wrap up their 2013 preseason against the visiting Washington Redskins. I'm Scott Smith of Buccaneers.com, and joining me as always is TJ Reeves of the Buccaneers Radio Network. TJ, it's the fourth week of the preseason, which is a different sort of animal. I was thinking back, I remember some years back, and I'll date it by saying it was Coach Dungy year, when Coach had to explain to the league, they got a little upset because we didn't start any of our starters in the game. And now it's become pretty common practice that in the fourth preseason game, you're not expected to hardly see any of the starters. What leads to is a very hard, passionately played game by these young players trying to win roster spots.
Well, yeah, you're looking at your depth, your second and third team guys. That's what this game has become. And you're right, it's not just a Buccaneers situation. This is around the NFL. I remember a year ago, we were in Washington and everybody was excited. Are we going to see Robert Griffin III? The answer was no. Were we going to see any of their guys? As it turned out, about 20 of their 22 starters did not even see the field. Buccaneers had a few more than that under first-year coach at that time, Greg Schiano. Tonight, again, do not expect to see a lot of starters. Some may play. But if you're looking at the depth of your football team, the guys that could get in there because of fatigue or, heaven forbid, injury, that's what this game is all about.
That's exactly right. That's what the game's about. Don't worry about the starters because we already know who they are. But as Coach Schiano has said a couple times, I think he told you not long ago, guys are playing for jobs tonight. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean every guy's playing for a spot on the 53-man roster or a starting spot on the depth chart, but it could be the fourth cornerback as opposed to the fifth, or the third, second running back as opposed to the third. So that's probably a good place to start. The running back situation behind Doug Martin, it's a pretty good competition because Brian Leonard, Peyton Hillis, and Mike James all look pretty good.
Well, and a little tease here in the broadcasting business. Coming up on the pregame radio interview, he talks specifically about the running back battle and about, do you keep three guys?
Right.
Do you keep four guys? Could Peyton Hillis end up being a hybrid and also play some backup fullback if you need him? This is the final dress rehearsal for the likes of Mike James, Brian Leonard, Peyton Hillis. Last chance to do something in that regard. And then it will be a tough decision about, do we keep four, do we keep three? That's an interesting one to focus on here for tonight. And I think Mike James has impressed. I mean, we'll probably see him play right away, which would indicate he is right. Either they're A, looking at him closely about where he fits in, or two, if he's playing right away, they're indicating that they believe he's the backup running back, which for a rookie to come in and know the new system and know how to pass block and know how to do some of the little nuances and pick it up that quickly, that's a great compliment to Mike James.
A little more on Mike James. You know, you probably talked to him. He's a great guy. He's very dedicated. He's a hardworking guy. He will do whatever he wants for the team. But is it fair to say that the question for him, whether how much playing time he gets, isn't can he run the ball, but can he do what he's supposed to do in pass protection? Because he's going to play a lot on third down.
And a lot of people don't realize that's a huge part of the position. We saw Doug Martin, unfortunately, take a hit in New England doing just that. You've got to be able to pass protect. If you're going to be in the game, especially on first and second down consistently, you got to be able to block for the quarterback. And that's something that both Brian Leonard and Peyton Hillis have experience at. They both played in the National Football League. So that's a very interesting battle tonight. Running backs and how many they're going to keep, how much are they going to play tonight?
Well, another area where the competition might be more interesting in terms of how they sort out instead of who's going to get cut this weekend is the defensive backfield. They got six safeties they really like, and the cornerback situation is a little up in the air. We expect Darrell Revis to start in the first game, but who's going to start at right corner? Who's going to be the nickel? How many are we going to keep? And how are they going? Which guy's going to be the fourth guy? Which going to be the fifth? Who's going to be in the dime? Who's going to be in the nickel? And there isn't going to be a better example of what they're thinking than what we see on the field tonight.
Well, and you just brought up something interesting. Six safeties. Would you keep six safeties? And then what happens if you do? Then how many receivers? This affects how many offensive linemen. This affects how many defensive ends, for example, you would keep, because you only got 53 guys. So you can't keep everybody. And that's part of the evaluation, too. And then the other concern with tonight, you want to give these guys some playing time, but what happens when you have guys that aren't healthy? A Carl Nix, for example, we don't know at the moment how healthy he's going to be, all right? So you not only need a starter, but you need a backup guard potentially as well in that first week. Backup defensive backs, as you mentioned, this team lost Anthony Gator to a torn ACL, not going to be able to play this year, put on injured reserve. Danny Gore has surgery. So you've got to have two or three defensive backs that you may have to play in week one that you maybe weren't looking at having to play back in the third preseason game. So injuries are all a part of it all across the National Football League, but you got to be ready with depth And that's why this dress rehearsal tonight for these young guys becomes even bigger, because you might be the backup come week one or come week two because of injury or whatever the case is.
When you talk about backups and depth and who's going to start tonight, chances are you're going to see a lot of guys who aren't normal starters starting. But you were talking about Carl Nix and his situation with his foot. Coach wants to take another look at Gabe Kareemi, who came over in a trade with the Bears in June. He was drafted in the first round a couple years ago as a tackle, played a little bit of guard in Chicago, but not a lot. And now it looks like the Buccaneers want to find out if Gabe Kareemi could be your stopgap at left guard until however many games Carl Nix is out, maybe none, maybe one, two, or three. And then can Gabe Kareemi fill that spot, and can be a backup tackle at the same time?
And interesting that Ted Larson, who we've seen on this team now for 3 years, can play center, can play guard. Jamon Meredith showed he could play some guard last year. Do you keep all of those guys in this scenario? Can you keep all those guys? And again, how many offensive linemen you keep, that's directly related to how many DBs, how many receivers. All part of the numbers game.
It's a numbers game, like you said. Now, in terms of another numbers game, I think you got my number last week in our pick to click.
Are you bitter about this?
I'm not bitter at all, but it was a good pick. If one of us makes a good prediction, I think the Bucs are in good shape, right? So let's move on to this week's pick to click.
Help out this week.
I'm trying to take part of your credit, is what I'm trying to do, because I haven't hit yet, but I think this is my week, so I'll go first. You were talking about the running backs.
Yes.
We're going to see a lot of Peyton Hillis,
yes.
Brian Leonard, Mike James. You and I don't know the order yet that they're going to be in play, although you seem to believe Mike James is going to play early. I'm going to go with Peyton Hillis because so far he's basically just got second-half carries. Maybe he'll get some carries in the first half. That doesn't mean he's in with the starting unit, but it does mean they want to take another look at him. Maybe he can play a little fullback as well. His stats are almost identical to Brian Leonard's. So I think at this point, even though Brian Leonard seems to be in the lead for that number two and Mike James is an interesting candidate, this could be Peyton Hillis' one last chance to prove he should be that number two guy behind Doug Martin. I think he takes advantage of it.
I like that. I like that for a pick to click. All right, I'm going to go defensive side of the ball. And one of those DBs that we're talking about, speaking of DBs, by the way, you can't see him off camera, but over our left shoulder, the DB, Derek Brooks. Guys, pan to the right. The DB, can you pan to the right? The DB, keep going to the right. I don't know how far you can go to the right. Keep going to the right.
That's the DB.
That's the Derek Brooks talking to RB Rondé Barber live at Raymond James Stadium. This is the kind of great coverage you get on Buccaneers.com. That's the DB who could be going to the Hall of Fame. And that could be another Hall of Famer next to him, the RB Rondé Barber, who's doing the game tonight on Buccaneers preseason TV. But anyway, speaking of DBs.
I think you forgot where you're at.
That DB over there, Rondé Barber, will be interested to see if Rashawn Melvin, a kid out of Northern Illinois, could be a pick to click. He's probably going to play a lot, Scott, in the first half tonight. And that is a guy that, again, has probably moved up the depth chart if he wasn't there already with Danny Gore being injured and Anthony Gator being out. I think Rashawn Melvin could have a good game tonight and could solidify himself in that rotation of defensive backs come the regular season. So I'll go rookie Northern Illinois.
Rashawn Melvin, I love it. Rashawn Melvin had a really strong start to training camp. We haven't heard as much about him in the last few weeks, but again, that's what this game is for, right? These guys that are fighting for the final spots on the roster or maybe a better spot on the depth chart getting that last chance to show it tonight. Should be a great time. Buccaneer fans tune in all night tonight on Buccaneers.com for coverage of Bucks against the Redskins to end the preseason.